This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's legal team went on the offensive on Friday following his historic indictment, vowing Trump would never seek a plea deal and was ready to, quote, fight all charges. The 76-year-old, who is hoping to recapture the White House in 2024, chimed in with attacks on the prosecutors who brought the charges against him and even the judge who is expected to hear the case. Trump is to be booked, fingerprinted, and will have a mugshot taken at a New York City courthouse on Tuesday afternoon before appearing before a judge as the first ever American president to face criminal charges. The courthouse where Donald Trump is scheduled to turn himself in Tuesday afternoon is becoming a tourist attraction instead of a protest location, at least for now. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Natalie and James Fine were taking wedding pictures in front of dozens of TV cameras set up outside Manhattan Criminal Court, which is next to the city's marriage bureau.
I'm sure our kids will ask questions and we'll have a picture to prove it.
The pair are not Trump supporters. Their wedding date was pre-planned.
Whenever you can, sort of be a witness to history in some ways, it's, you know, why not?
Meanwhile, political science students Juan Nunez and Tatiana Morales, visiting from Colombia, wanted to see the courthouse.
I was like, hey, take me a picture.
We are like so excited, you know, because we follow up like all the politics, all of that.
At Manhattan Criminal Court, Julie Walker, New York.
Pope Francis left a Rome hospital to return to the Vatican on Saturday after being treated for bronchitis, waving to well-wishers and the waiting media as he was driven away. The 86-year-old Pope was taken to the hospital 3 days ago after complaining of breathing difficulties. This is VOA News. Another deadly storm system tore through the U.S. South and Midwest on Friday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
No, that's an actual tornado, y'all.
Fred Padilla in Little Rock, Arkansas.
It's coming this way.
A monster storm system has been tearing through the South and Midwest, spawning tornadoes. At least one person reported dead and two dozen hurt, some critically, in the Little Rock area. There were more confirmed twisters in Iowa. It was a week ago that a massive tornado hit Rolling Fork, Mississippi. President Biden visited Friday.
I know there's a lot of pain, and it's hard to believe in a moment like this, this community is going to be rebuilt and rebuilt and built back better than it was before.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The International Olympic Committee criticized Ukraine's decision not to allow Ukrainian athletes to take part in qualifying events for the 2024 Paris Olympics if they must compete against Russian and Belarusian athletes, saying on Saturday this will hurt only Ukrainian sport and its athletes. A Ukrainian minister announced the policy on Friday after the IOC issued recommendations on Tuesday for the gradual return to international competition for Russian and Belarusian athletes as neutrals. Athletes from the two countries have been banned from most elite international sporting competitions since March 2022 following Russia's invasion of Ukraine the previous month. At a time when new artificial intelligence programs seem poised to transform the art world, the U.S. legal system is still trying to figure out who owns the creative output, the users, the owners of the programs, or maybe no one at all. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylet has more.
In the U.S. and many other countries, anyone who engages in creative expression usually has immediate legal rights to it. Courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court, have long held that an author has to be a human being. In rejecting legal protection for AI-generated artwork, the U.S. Copyright Office cited rulings denying legal protection for a selfie snapped by a curious monkey named Naruto, and for a song that the copyright applicant said had been composed by the Holy Spirit. The office now requires that applicants disclose when their work includes AI-created material.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylet. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen arrived in Guatemala Friday on a visit to shore up ties with dwindling allies following a trip to the United States that angered China. Tsai's visit to Guatemala and its Central American neighbor Belize comes after Honduras became the latest country to cut diplomatic ties with Taipei in favor of Beijing. I'm Joe Ramsey.